From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 15th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that newly elected Greenport Town Justice Glenn Graziano has decided he does not want the job after all. Town Supervisor John Porchia said he does not know exactly why Graziano changed his mind, but he did attend a rookie justice class for a few days. Porchia said, and I quote, he decided he wanted to get out of it, end quote. The former town councilman ran as an unopposed Republican candidate alongside incumbent Democrat Francis Abitabo. Porky has said the incoming town board will now have to appoint someone. If the town board cannot find a candidate, then David Delahunt of the Office of Court Administration would make the selection. The position pays approximately $11,000 a year. The two justices divide four nights of town court and one special criminal court session a month between them. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Cairo-Durham Central School District has begun to develop its 2016-17 school budget. Cairo-Durham Superintendent Anthony Taibbi and Business Manager Jeffrey Morello held the district's first public feedback meeting of the season on Thursday, December the 10th. In his presentation, Taibbi reported the district's census has remained stable with 1,273 students enrolled in grades K to 12. He is also expecting Cairo-Durham to receive an increase in state aid of more than $400,000 in 2016-17. Taibbi said efforts to reduce absenteeism, increase the four-year graduation rate, and to grow the number of students reading at or above level continue. District residents, business owners, parents, and faculty are encouraged to participate in the second annual school budget input survey now posted at the district website. Taibbi said a long-range financial plan for the district will be presented at the January 7th board meeting and an additional budget community conversation will be held February the 25th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that State Senator George Armador says the conviction last week of former Senate leader Dean Skelos points to the need for term limits. Armador said Skelos' conviction, like that of former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, resulted in part from allowing people to hold office too long. The Rotterdam Republican said that while individuals are responsible for their own behavior and the actions of any one person cannot be legislated or corrected, term limits are necessary. He said, and I quote, that way it will cause a changeover of the people so that those that are in office cannot make a career of the position, and we need to change the length of the term itself, end quote. State senators and assembly members currently serve two-year terms. There is no limit to the number of terms they can serve. Armador said all legislators should be limited to 2 4-year terms. He also would like to see pensions taken away from state lawmakers forced from office following corruption convictions. Under current rules, Silver and Skelos are eligible to receive their pensions. Armador is serving his first term representing New York's 46th district. The district includes all of Greene, Montgomery, and parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board is hiring. At a special meeting held last week, the board voted to issue requests for proposals for key positions, including town attorney, town accounting firm, and town engineer. The board is also seeking candidates for code enforcement officer and potential members of the planning board and the zoning board of appeals. In an email to the paper, Supervisor-elect Maria Lull wrote, and I quote, to ensure a smooth transition, we want to give professionals and the public an opportunity to become involved in town governance. While we value all the good people who serve on our boards, one should not be reappointed indefinitely, end quote. Current code enforcement officer Walt Simonsmeyer will retire on December 31st. Ray Presser currently provides accounting services to the town, and Tal Rapelia has served as town attorney for several years. Lull has scheduled a swearing-in ceremony at noon January 1st at the Village Hall. The board will host an organization meeting at 10 a.m. on January the 2nd at the Town Hall. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And for our final story, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential, an overwhelming majority of New York voters are concerned the state will be the target of a terror attack in the near future, according to a new Siena College poll. 88% of those surveyed said they are at least somewhat concerned a terror attack will occur in the near future, according to the poll out Monday, December the 14th. Still, 63% say they have not changed their lifestyle out of fear of an attack. The Siena poll follows a New York Times CBS poll that indicated Americans are more fearful of another terrorist attack than at any time since the weeks after the September 11th attacks. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind advisory for the region. West to northwest winds of 15 to 30 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour are possible from mid-morning through early evening. Strong wind gusts may lead to some downed tree limbs and isolated power outages. As for today's weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers mainly before 7 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 52 degrees. It will be breezy with a northwest wind increasing to 19 to 24 miles an hour in the morning. Winds could gust as high as 39 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday it will be sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of rain mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 37. On Thursday, rain is likely cloudy with a temperature high near 47 degrees. Thursday night, rain likely before midnight, then a chance of showers after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 40 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:17 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:24 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 15th day of December 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.